AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to a brand new season of Life's a Draft. This is the first episode of season 4. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans and listeners vote to determine the winners after each episode. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's_A_Draft. You can also search for the Life's a Draft Facebook page or go to our website to vote. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, the link is in the podcast description. Also, if you would like to suggest a topic, please email us at lifesadraft@gmail.com. After the draft, we play a new game called 50-50. Before we get drafting, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. Getting back from a trip from the East Coast, he recently learned how to install a garbage disposal and chandelier. Catman is here.
What's up? What's up? Back from the East Coast. Saw some of you peeps in person. It was great to be back out in the 302. Had some familiar smells while I was out there. Got some stuff for the list. Smelled like home. Smelled like the East Coast. Smelled like Delaware.
This next person needs only a one-word introduction. Hamsters. Birdo is here.
I'm not saying anything. You figure it out.
You bought a Kia Soul.
There are rodents in my home that are voluntarily placed here.
Party Rock?
Gus Gus and Gumball.
What? Gus Gus.
Perfect.
Fresh off a 10-day vacation that included traveling to Chincoteague, as well as some home time to recharge before starting his new role at work, JCat is here.
What's up, everybody? I highly recommend a split vacation where you take half of it at a destination and then half of it back home with no agenda. It's the best way to vacation.
Staycation.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. It fails to identify as just a vacation or staycation.
I like it.
After dealing with COVID the past 2 weeks, he says there's nothing better than to clean and have everything smelling fresh. Bomar is here.
Finally, better boys. Kids are better. Ready for season 4, a full season.
Bomar, can you actually smell, and does that hurt your picks tonight?
Actually, my smell didn't go at all.
Yeah, that's good. Watching an unusual amount of TV, he recommends Blackbird, Surface, and The Lincoln Lawyer. He may also have found his new golf partner for life in his middle child, Max. Shine is here.
Thank you. He actually outdrove me. I know Bobby told me not to share that with anyone. I'm going to share it with the world, including Germany.
That's not possible. Well, why do you keep
saying that? Yeah, the junior tees were good. I'd say 150 yards up. And it was like the hole number 4, but it was like a little bit of a downhill. And he actually got a hold of it and got me by about a yard. I was like, man, did he really outdrive me? He did. And I didn't hear about the end of that the whole rest of the day.
It should be. And I am your host, Eric. I have a lot of things to share to wrap up season 3. I'm excited for season 4, so I'm just going to get started. If you want to help promote us, you can get some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods. Check for the link on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. tpublic has lots of sales, so check often to save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Pet Peeves Draft. In sixth place, with 3.5% of the votes, comments include, I hate when bathrooms only have hand dryers. They're loud and obnoxious and do a job of drying anything. Also, there's a special place in hell for people that don't return carts. Birdo's team, never lava monster, sixth place.
Ooh, I think that's going to have a huge effect on the final standings. That's my 2 cents.
Telemarketers.
You lost that pod, and then you lost that season because of those that pod.
Yeah, that that's a crushing blow.
Choking in the finals. I'm used to that. Always losing the championship game.
In fifth place with 8.2% of the votes. Comments include, PJs in public are the absolute worst. Enough said. And this is a good comment. Why would you stand? Where are you going? No one is going anywhere for a good 30 minutes. And why do I have to check myself out? Can I be placed on payroll? There are about 4 workers standing around talking about who's getting the next break. Hey, can you help me figure out the code to scan my apples? No? Well, then it's free to me. Catman's team peeved off 5th place.
Not last.
Seller.
Small victories, brother.
Yep.
In 4th place with 10.6% of the votes. Comments include, give me a sec while I climb up on this box. Social media sucks and we let it take over the world. Look up from your damn phones and have a real conversation with people. America needs manners and common sense, and I support you. Mind your manners. Bomar's team, mind your manners, 4th place.
Take it.
In 3rd place, with 14.2% of the votes, comments include, a yield is not a stop sign.
Amen.
Cannot stand the lip smacking, LOL. Shine's team, driver's ed, 14.2% of the votes.
I drove to Berlin today and back, obviously. And in that short amount of time, I could have added about 10 more things to this list about driving.
Millsboro and Georgetown are tough to get through.
Terrible.
It's rough. And in 2nd place, the last 1st and 2nd place teams had overwhelmingly more votes than the rest. In 2nd place, only one comment, but it's a long one. Nothing upsets me more than pajamas in public, but I'd much rather use a self-checkout than wait in line. I've never experienced anyone stopping at a yield sign. Where are you guys hanging out that you see all these dirty white socks? Almost had me with lateness and overposting, but who actually speaks internet shorthand? Answer, no one. Bro, cereal box taps. You're not doing it correctly. Irritation stimulation is the best all-around team. Everyone hates crappy drivers, and riding the left lane for an extended period of time is the most common offense. Commercials are the worst. I've seen people go absolutely crazy on others that reply to all on mass emails. Also, while replying to all, I've got hairy Joe Biden legs and can't use regular sunscreen. Stupid kids' names equals stupid parents. Great season. Ethan and I can't wait to see what you guys come up with next. My team, 2nd place, 25.9% of the votes. I'll take it. It was a battle.
That only means Budsy stops at yield signs.
True. And in 1st place, with an overwhelming 37.6% of the votes. Comments include, chewing loudly with lip smacking almost won on its own. That overall list with summer vexation was fire. Could care less about someone's socks, but F the rest. F the rest so hard. Also, best draft of the season. All had great picks. Hard to choose, but ketchup juice, condiment juices was a tiebreaker. F and hate them. And no one wants to hear both sides of someone else's conversation while waiting to buy hemorrhoid cream at 1 a.m. in Walmart. The wait staff that you just disrespected isn't perfect, so maybe take it easy on someone you had serve you like you're some kind of royalty, but really, you're too lazy to cook for yourself. I just wanted to share an experience with you. I don't need to know how much more awesome you are because you don't have sleeves. It's called bleach. Ketchup juice will ruin my day and hot dog bun. JCAT's team, summer vexation, 37.6% of the votes. Congratulations, JCAT.
That's a solid way to finish season 3 for sure.
Well, before we wrap up season 3, I'm going to tell you what we should have drafted. Now, I prepped you guys and said this is a long list. I'm probably going to take a breath after some of the paragraphs, but I feel like we got to share what the people responded with. And I feel like the next couple of times you listen to this, that you're going to catch a couple that you didn't hear the first time and you're going to enjoy it. So here we go. This is what we should have drafted in the pet peeves draft. Not using drink coasters, leaving less than a scoop of ice cream in the carton, cigarette smokers right at the main entrance. Valley slang, like, oh my God, and I feel like, and shred the gnar, bro. Ugh, just talk normal. Toothpaste in the sink. Too many questions. Pee on the seat. Complaining, whining, feeling sorry for yourself. People cutting in line in traffic. Bad drivers. People that don't say thank you. Cutting line, not waiting your turn. Not having a chat option for tech support. People that say there is no good new music anymore. Keyboard courage. Adults who don't say please and thank you to kids. dog walkers in my yard who think their dogs are my dog's friends and my landscaping is their dog's bathroom. Old people, fat people, dumb people, lazy people, loud people, entitled people, iPhone fanboys, Facebook users, politics, selfies, people who take pictures of food, pop country music, Walmart, texting while driving, Disney weirdos, not using turn signals, freezing cold AC in the summer, email, tourists, transplants, Shell Brothers, running out of room in online forums, being interrupted while telling a story because some clown had a story that fit with the last three words I said, kids freaking out when you tell them no, they can't have a Happy Meal, and then have the nerve to refuse it because the fries spilled in the box, people who like Chick-fil-A, people walking in front of you, not waving when someone does a good deed in traffic, leaving a dish in the sink instead of putting it in a dishwasher, pronouncing milk as milk when people use the last of the TP and leave the cardboard on instead of putting the new roll on, leaving the TV on when you're done watching it, saying you're going to eat something and then letting it go to waste so the other person couldn't enjoy it, listening to TikToks without headphones, saying whatever back to someone when they've told you thank you or good job, half-assing a job, not getting a job when you're capable. Oh, hell, I'm describing my teenager, all right? Not putting things away after you use them. Group texts. People that litter. Cigarette butts, trash, and the worst, people's COVID masks. Trying to get through to the cable company. Wait forever and all the steps and questions when they finally answer. Really getting through to any business. So many options to listen to that you forget what you're doing. Creepy men. FaceTiming in public. Toast crumbs and butter. Talking during movies. Leaving the empty box in the freezer pantry, leaving less than a serving of anything like cereal, Oreos, milk, etc. Hairballs and shower. People that wear backward hats but put their hand up to block the sun. Ridiculous. Ridiculous amounts of handicapped parking in front of a gym. Could go on all day. Not holding the door for someone. Standing in the middle of the aisle at the store. People telling me what I can't do and people that use your stuff but don't put it back. Humidity. People who don't say thank you when you hold the door for them. Cowboys fans, people who drive with their turn signal blinking for miles, people who say salmon and punctuate the L, people who use a R in the word wash, gotta be a Sussex County thing, loud music at the beach, don't need to hear your trash taste in music, people who push a dog around in a stroller, it's a dog, let it walk, Maryland drivers, worst in America, road work during the day, do that stuff at night, salt life stickers on cars that have PA plates, they must enjoy all the salt water in Pennsylvania. B.O., I hate smelly people. People that mumble, quiet talkers, curls in a squat rack, PDA, one-word text responses, or the infamous K text. When someone rides my ass while driving, smoking around children or while pregnant, walking in road or parking lot without looking, noticing cars, waiting in drive-thru and getting the incorrect food, sniffling, get a tissue. People who constantly interrupt, close talkers, adults who talk baby talk to other adults. Slow drivers anywhere. Scraping silverware. Sneezing without covering your mouth. Hovering in personal space. People that call the number symbol or pound sign hashtag in normal conversation. Old people that act like teenagers. Come on, you were 18 in what, 1973? Grow out of it, chief. Oh my goodness, I have way too many pet peeves. I've turned into a male Karen in the last hour and a half. Someone not paying a bet right away. If you can't pay, then don't bet. People who wear clothes with sassy, snarky slogans. People who wear too much cologne or perfume. Humming. Whistling. People who brag about their incompetence and basic life skills, such as being unable to cook a single meal, not being able to do basic math, not being a good driver, never going to a doctor, never cleaning, etc. Bicyclers who drive in the middle of the road. And when people just stand around in doorways so you can't leave or enter a room. With smartphones and social media being so prevalent, I realize how many people don't know proper grammar. Everyone is an adult. If you don't know how to use the proper there, or there, or two, two, and two, or your and your, I'm sorry, you should be made to go back to third grade. It's so simple. I am a grammar Nazi. Rubberneckers. The reason why there is traffic is because you want to slow down and see what's happening. Keep it moving. People that are bad drivers around commercial vehicles. As a commercial driver myself, it boggles my mind when someone decides to pull out in front of me. I am 80,000 pounds and traveling the speed limit. Now you want to cut in front of me and hope my brakes work? You're an idiot and risking my, yours, and others' lives by doing that. Just wait and then go around me. And geese. These are birds capable of flight that decide to take their damn time walking across the street. And they don't care if you honk or creep up on them. They keep walking. You're a bird. Fly over the street. And one more thing that I personally forgot to mention last time is when kids sing cha-cha-cha during the happy birthday song. What is that? Also, when people sing so good during Sweet Caroline. I don't know when those things started. I don't know why they keep happening. But those are all the things that we should have drafted.
The crunchies.
Some of those weren't pet peeves. They were just things that people don't like.
Annoyances. Before we get to our new draft, we have to go over the results for season three. Closest for the win. With 1 point was guest drafter Mark Johnson. He had 1 point. Diltz had 4 points before he bowed out of season four. Our regular cast members, Bomar, you were pretty good. Got 8 points, I think, in five episodes. Catman, 10 points. Shine, 14 points. And we know that there was a tie between Birdo and J-Cat with 17, and Birdo won the tiebreaker in the season finale. So J-Cat, Birdo, you're both listed on the website as tied for first, but Birdo, you were at the top. Now, the final standings of season three. With an average finish of 4.0, so fourth place, based on four episodes that he appeared in, was Diltz. Lydia was one for one. She was first place, the only episode she appeared in. And Mark Johnson was fifth in the only episode he appeared in. Now for the regulars. Sixth place, with an average finish of 4.86. It's no surprise here. Catman, sixth place.
All good.
All right. In fifth place, fifth, fourth, and third were all really close, like a decimal, like tenth of a point. So in fifth place with an average finish of 3.8 was Shine.
My apologies to my faithful followers.
There was a tie for fourth and third place, but I went ahead and broke the tie. So between Bomar and Bro had an average finish of 3.6. But Bo, you only did five episodes. Birdo, you did all 10. So it's harder to maintain that. So I gave the edge, the tiebreaker, to Birdo for that one. So
all right, that's Birdo, two for Bomar. Two for tiebreakers with Birdo.
Well, we have another tiebreaker coming up because there was a tie for the first time in Life's a Draft history. There was a tie in the final standings of season three. With average finishes of 2.6, incredible 2.6, was J-Cat and myself. Congrats, J-Cat. I reached out to everyone about potential tiebreakers, and here are the ones that made the most sense. So I broke it down by total votes and first place finishes. So J-Cat, I actually went with the total vote one. I thought that made the most sense. Yeah. I went up, added up mine and yours. I had a total of 158 votes. And you had a total of 146 votes. So even though you won this episode by about 10 votes, I had a big enough lead. I had four first place finishes. You had two. So on the website, it lists tie for first place, but I will be technically at the top as back-to-back champs. But J-Cat, this is your second first place finish too. So through three seasons, We got all the rings, son.
Captain third place, doing it big. I think I had like four third place finishes that in the season or something like that. It kept me in the running. So I'm all right with it, man. So
technically, I'm the winner, but I'm happy to share a season three championship with Stimson J-Cat.
Yeah, me too. Because after the first couple episodes, it looked like we weren't going to get anywhere near.
I know. I didn't have a lot of bad finishes. The animals draft hurt me. Wombats hurt me.
Still wombats. Sweet, wombats would never hurt you. They're too sweet.
That's true. They will poop in cubes, though. So those were the results of season three. We're ready to move on to season four. We got our regulars with us. Hopefully, we're all here, all 10 episodes this season, and the results will follow. And hopefully, like last year, hopefully the results will be as good as this time. This week's draft, our season premiere, is the best smells, those lovely odors that we enjoy most in our lives. So we're going to start with the order of the pet peeves draft in reverse order. So Birdo, you have the first pick in the smells draft.
All right. My number one pick will probably not be any of your first picks, but I love this smell. You only get to experience it every once in a while. It's rare to smell this. When you have a brand new vehicle with temp tags, you open the car door and get that waft of new car smell. There is nothing like it. And it only lasts a short period of time. If someone else has a new car and you get that new car smell, it's glorious. And nothing can replicate it. The air fresheners that say new car smell are terrible.
Nothing like it.
Not even close. Friggin' close. Such a disappointment.
It's not even close. So new car smell, number one pick. Put it up there. I'm going to hang my hat on new car smell.
That's a good pick, but I don't know if it's a first rounder.
I know it might have been. I'm not going to pick for 12 more picks. So that's what I wanted, number one. So I'm taking it.
Okay.
All right, Catman.
I got a lot that I want to go with at number two here, but I got to go. The number one pick was not on my list, surprisingly.
Well, with for your new car smell, only lasts a little bit of time when you have Rich Griffin in the back seat.
I think you're going to say because the top's down and the smells fly out. That's what I think you're
going
to say.
All right. I'm going freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Mm. Yeah.
If I need to say cookies, but I was going chocolate chip. If I need to be more vague there.
I think technically you should get all fresh baked cookies. Fresh cookies. I think is the best. Fresh baked
goods.
No, because there's way too much. I'm going freshly baked chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah, chocolate chip is money though. Should have known you were going there.
On the list. It was on the list.
First rounder for sure.
Bo's trying to wipe my whole list on one pick.
I know. Well, speaking of Omar and wiping, go ahead, Kevin. Sorry.
I was talking to Jake out earlier. There's a lot of stuff that Bobby's in the back of my mind with a lot of stuff now, my picks, because he's like, oh, you could have got that in round three. So I don't want to
rent free in your head, Catman.
Yeah. It's like the Dan Marino pick. You know what I mean? I could have got him in round four, but I took him in two. So I'm being smarter.
Latin's carpet. You skipped my own. I got in second round.
I don't want to hear about Latin's carpet, all right?
It's still awesome. I don't understand.
Over the Batmobile. It's egregious. Continue.
Omar, next pick.
I guess I'm going to go since it's summertime. And Jake Hatt might take this one. So there's nothing better than you're in your car or when you go to a friend's house or in the backyard when you have, and specifically a charcoal grill barbecue.
Charcoal grill?
Charcoal barbecue, yeah.
I'm going to have a barbecue.
Or just the grill smell?
Is it a charcoal grill?
Barbecue.
Someone
cooking on the grill.
Yeah, cooking on the grill. There you go. Yeah.
All right.
On a charcoal grill, though, not a gas grill.
Smells mainly.
Takes forever. Rob,
I don't cook on gas, buddy.
I have a smoker, kid. Don't come with me.
Traeger.
Bluetooth grill?
Yeah, I sit on my couch and smoke.
Yeah, sounds like smoky, Craig.
It's Friday. You ain't got no job.
True.
But Shine, you got the next pick in the smells draft.
There's not many days that we can relax, not jump out of bed, be running somewhere, someone, someplace, except for Sundays. Sundays are days that we're just lazy, so I stay in bed. But one thing that gets me out of bed, the moment I smell my wife putting bacon on the stove, and 5 minutes later, I'm downstairs and filling up my belly with yummy bacon.
That's a huge pick, man. I was worried. This could
I was taking it next.
This could be the bacon draft. Because
the smell bacon is money.
Shine, how many times have you drafted bacon?
Not enough. Not enough.
What else did he draft it?
I couldn't make it a pet peeve because it's
a fruit and vegetables draft. He picked bacon.
Oh, yeah. That's where we tried.
Look, when you got a belly like mine, you can't have enough bacon.
Brother, I feel that in so many ways.
My kids are always like, wait, let me get some before Daddy eats it all.
Darn right.
Better hurry.
All right, well, I'm up and I'm just, I don't know what to do. I have two that I want, and I don't know if either will get past the wraparound JCAT picks. I don't know if both of these count. But I'm going to go for that. You know, we're approaching that time of the year where the weather starts to get a little cooler. We start to see pumpkins and smell that pumpkin-y gingerbread, that fall harvest smell. So,
thank you so much.
I just have pumpkin gingerbread fall smell. So I'm not sure how to say that. Is that two different things?
Pumpkin spice?
Pumpkin spice. Yeah, it's nutmeg, cinnamon, all that stuff together.
That
yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So pumpkin spice.
You know, I'm not obsessed autumn. With the flavor, but
are you trying to do Iron Man your pick?
Autumn spice.
Well, that's I'm just trying. I didn't know what that one smell was, but the gingerbread is like the same thing. Cinnamon, nutmeg. So I'm gonna go pumpkin spice smell.
The least known Spice Girl.
It evokes fall in my mind.
Yeah. Well, there that goes for me.
That's your third pumpkin pick. I picked
in the fruits and veggies draft.
You picked pumpkin fruits and veggies. You picked the place in, I can't think of it. Where's the fall festival?
Pfeiffer's.
You're like pumpkin boy. You're basic.
Basic.
You got your Uggs and your leggings too and your North Face.
I definitely shirt. Never worn owned Uggs.
We're going to stop this pumpkin slander right now, though.
Yeah, it's because
pumpkin boy.
That's a big smell with the ladies, though. They like their pumpkin creamer and their coffee and stuff, so.
Hey, they already
smell with me, pumpkin son.
Coffee. Yeah, like ooh, pumpkin delights from Little Debbie. I go through a box.
Are those the rolls?
Yeah.
Those the actual pumpkins?
Oh, no.
Pumpkin rolls, boy.
No, I like the pumpkin rolls, but I like the, like, they make them, you know, they're apple delights every other,
yeah,
but when okay. pumpkin comes along, yeah, it's just like yeah. this little jack-o'-lantern just giving you that happy come eat me look. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to go a little off out of the box here with my first pick. I could probably get this, you know, coming back around maybe to later rounds, but to me, one of my favorite smells was my mom's house. Like walking into my mom's house, it had a particular smell to it. You know, I can still remember that smell walking in there. And it was always this wonderful smell, right? She had this particular, like, it wasn't a wood stove. It wasn't like, it was just this thing that provided her heat, right? And it always had this particular smell to it. And she'd always have fresh brewed sweet tea still in the like hot. Like she's brewing up gallons and gallons of it. And it just smelled so great because she used more sugar than any person ever. And just walking into her house, I instantly can remember that smell. And I just loved it. So that's my first pick is my mom's house.
Can it say my mom's house? Because we all know what that means.
It has to say my mom's house because that's what I called her. She's my mom.
Sweet.
You're going to say it smelled like a fry daddy.
Whose house? My mom's house.
We'll pick Pop-Up's house second.
Yeah, because they were different. So Pop-Up's house was different. His was cool cigarettes and Miller Lite.
An old couch.
Yeah, exactly.
Cigarette smell.
All right, for the wraparound, I don't know if I want to bring this one out yet. I think I can get her later. You know what? No, I love this smell. it's just, I don't know. I can't do it yet. All right, sorry. The beach, the shore, like when you're driving out towards the beach and the temperature's just right, it's getting to be beach season. You can smell the salt in the air, the breeze, you know, if you happen to have, you know, all of Rehoboth Beach, there might be some Thrasher's fries wafting towards you, but like the beach itself is just amazing that like when you reach the coast and each beach like has a similar scent, but then there's like these subscents with each beach, like the Outer Banks smells different than Rehoboth does, and like, you know, like Clearwater Beach in Florida smells different than, you know, other beaches, but like the beach itself, that seashore smell, absolutely love it, man. It's intoxicating.
The salt air, man, does.
Yeah, it does.
I don't know, should I put horseshoe crabs and seagulls as your pick?
I didn't say Broadkill Beach.
Gus and Gus.
He said Thrasher's fries, so I'd sleep on it.
No, I know.
Yeah, that's the fry daddy smell.
Yeah, all day. I was a fry guy for 2.5 weeks at Gus and Gus.
It still smells on Tom. It's like embedded in his skin. He lived there.
Yes, he did. He stayed above the shop.
For the record, Emily's hamster is named after that guy, not the character from Cinderella.
That's amazing.
False. That guy. All right, my next pick, I'm going to go a little outside the box too. Nothing compare. All right, so all of us except Catman are dads, fathers.
Oh, nothing you're doing it.
Nothing compares to that baby head smell. Like the smell of your own, really your own baby's head is the one that like hits you. But like just that little head with that like soft hair and, you know, fresh bathed baby. Like
yeah.
Even someone okay. else's baby has that baby smell. But like I'm going to put baby head smell because it just gives you that like
freshly bathed baby.
I have newborn baby smell on my list.
That's what he's same thing.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
Yeah, a baby
smell. That's what I would say, newborn baby smell.
So you just think I shouldn't put baby head smell? Because it's really the head. Like
newborn
head.
Baby smell. Because that's what everybody smells anyways.
It's the Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo.
Yeah, but I feel like
on top of the people
always
head.
Smell. Yeah, people like smell the baby's head all the time.
Yeah.
Like, no one's like going in for the arm. You know what I mean? So like...
Like your elbow.
I don't have children, but I know that. Like, yeah. Even if I pick that, like, I'd be like, "Oh, let me get that." Yeah, foot.
Especially when like each one of my kids would fall asleep on my chest, and their little head would be right there.
In there.
Oh, I'd be like a crackhead. Like,
he's breathing it in.
Amanda used to like smelling the new baby's the breath. It had like a different smell, and it didn't smell bad, but she loved it.
Yeah, so new baby smell, baby heads. That is my pick. Shine.
Right. Eric is going for the all female vote with fucking spice and baby head.
He's got two monsters.
Yeah, like that
picks. Like yeah, that's. I don't even want to draft anymore.
He's a vote pander.
No, I'm not. New car smell. Fresh chocolate chip cookies would have been my number one pick.
I'm getting nervous. My list is dwindling quick.
I know. Better start sniffing your pantry or something. Shine. Birdo would pick Cheez-Its, but he can't open the box to like catch a whiff.
He can't close it properly.
Those extra toasty ones.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back and forth on this next pick because I think I know what I want to pick.
Grand Slam, Grotto's Grand Slam, bar area,
and
raspberry iced tea and burnt popcorn. That's what it smells like. But
it's not too often that we draft something that I feel like I can kind of pull just the bland shines on, but this one I did, and it was a unanimous vote. So I feel like I need to go with this for my second pick. But I feel like I'm going to kick myself later because I guarantee you the next pick is going to be what I want to do. But I'm just going to go with second pick is pizza.
Yeah.
Smell mm-hmm. pizza.
Pizza's delicious.
And you instantly know it's pizza. Like there's no doubt you're like, that is pizza. Like there's, regardless of what it is. And if you can get really good, you can like.
Mess up, Shine. You messed up, man.
You done messed up, Shine.
You done messed up.
Pizza wasn't
how you can go wrong with bacon and pizza. And if they're listed next to each other, people are going to really think bacon pizza. And they're going to be like,
I know I could pass the pizza taste test. You line up like six different pizzas. I don't think I can pass the pizza smell test.
Well, I think I could.
It was on my list, but it was low. It was near the bottom.
Because you're skinny.
Good pick, though.
Boy.
No, I'm sorry.
Pizza's the goods. It just, your mouth like, waters kind of, you know, it's what's coming. Like,
oh yeah.
All right, Bomar.
So I was gonna, I'm kind of taking J-Cats and Shines and mixing it together here, you know, as
pizza at the beach,
surf pizza in Bethany Beach, what
surfer boy pizza,
surfer boy
upside down,
summertime theme, and there's nothing better going to the boardwalk with your family and you get to smell the pizza, the beach, funnel cake, you know, all that stuff. And just bring me back to my childhood back in the day. So boardwalk, I'm going to go with boardwalk.
Is that J-Cat? Is that too close?
You're smelling the boardwalk?
Yeah, the smell's from the boardwalk.
I was like,
yeah.
That's multiple.
How about when you walk by that one ice cream store?
Yeah, what about that? Sounds
like sewer. You get very on it.
Shall not be named, but everyone knows what it is.
Yeah, in all fairness, I mean, we got on Bobby for taking all of Spider-Man's powers.
Yeah.
We got on Rob for trying to take.
You're invoking a lot of smells there, Bomar. Like
if you were to walk up and smell a particular board on the boardwalk, is that a good smell? Like
that, those Whiskey black Jack. Like bird right. crap marks from it for forever ago. Just yeah. old gum.
Yeah. Slayer Pavilion. One. Have you ever smelled Slayer Pavilion? It doesn't smell that
oh
great.
Oh my goodness.
Easy as this.
All right.
Yeah, I specify Bomar a little more.
He wants all Gus right. and Gus.
So I'm switching gears here then. There's nothing better than getting into bed and you get this new fresh smell of those sheets.
Clean laundry.
Oh, yeah, it's so great.
Clean sheets. Jumping in bed.
Can Bo start every pick with there's nothing better?
Yes.
Because then, quite frankly, isn't that better than the last pick that was nothing better?
Nothing better, Sean. Nothing.
Everybody's got to have their catchphrase. Leave them alone, chime box.
Roast.
Whammy!
Well, Zilt left me, and then I had no one to really pick on.
It's a good pick, bro.
Still trying to fill that.
Yeah, that clean
it
sheet.
Is a, that
man.
Is a good pick. Cool. Yep. That's a money pick.
I actually have with that is that clean linen smell, like a candle, yeah. any type of spray. Clean yeah. linen / laundry is the same thing, but
yeah,
it's good. Man, you ain't drafting like Snuggle Extra Soft or anything like that, but
I did have Downy on there, but you know, no. that's
same thing. Yeah.
yeah, same thing.
Gain Blissful Breeze all day for the win.
Made me feel like I need to go change my sheets before I go to sleep.
Jason's probably eating Rocky Road. That's his smell.
No, Rocky Road. I had Ben and Jerry's peanut butter cup tonight. Didn't you see that?
That's probably what you were eating, right?
It was.
Right yeah. there.
The empty kit carton.
See? Rocky Road.
Rocky Road.
And it was delicious.
Catman, you're up. What you got, boy?
I can't panic here because I got some picks that I feel like are deep cuts for me. And I feel like you guys won't take them, but you always got the Jake Hadamus floating around back there. So, and he's got, yeah. I got to go with it. It's probably my favorite scent ever. Probably won't get me any votes. It's described as heady and nectarious. A little like jasmine tinged with vanilla. Any guesses?
No idea.
What's that wonderful smell you smell? Honeysuckle.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that. I don't remember what honeysuckle smell like.
Oh, that's so good.
Honeysuckle is
so
great.
Good. Yeah. So clean. Anytime there's like a honeysuckle candle, it is purchased. I may have three in my house somewhere right now. I just love the smell of it. It's super clean. I can like sense it right away when I smell it, usually driving down the road or if I'm walking in the neighborhood, I get like whiffs of it here and there. I probably maybe could have got it later, but I didn't want to chance it. So I'm going with that as my second pick.
You need to go back at this time and look at Rob's eyes when you said, I don't know the smell. His eyebrow.
I had no idea. I think they're overrated in terms of like taste too. People are like, oh my God, it's like the littlest like millidrop. And it's like.
Yeah. And imagine being like a big kid with a rat tail and you got to have like 75 honeysuckles to get satisfied. That's a lot.
I'll be honest. I don't think I've ever eaten it, but I just love the smell of it.
All right. Good pick. Birdo.
I agree with what Rob said. Pick, so. I have two deep cuts that I think can last, but of my top 10 picks, not a single one of them has been picked. Usually they get picked, so you kind of weed them out. So now I'm like clueless what to do. I'm going to pick this because this smell is glorious. Even though I don't particularly drink this often, the smell of coffee beans and grinds is so good. It's so like palate cleansing. So
brewing coffee. Grinds,
yeah, coffee smells so good.
I really didn't think after the hatred that coffee got on one of our previous drafts, I thought that was going to be like one that would be later on.
I think I'm the feel one like the dislikes coffee. All these other guys drink it.
But the okay. smell, the but smell the smell of it in the morning, yeah, it's just I need a cup of it.
That like, was my choice. That was the second pick.
Eric, you were like pumpkin spice coffee smell.
Yeah, true. I'm not a big coffee fan. I get, but that's what you said. It's a palate cleanser. So you're smelling coffee beans to like get the other smells out of your nose. Big pick. I think our first pick. The first two rounds are monsters. Like if you gave someone this list of our picks just the first two, it'd be a tough choice.
I just used the Dr. Squatch coffee bar. That was the last one I used.
All right. This is one of my researching this episode, there is one smell that's like universally like the most adored smell, but I like it, but I'm not going to pick it. I'm going to pick with a smell that I love. This smell represents clean to me. I'm picking lemon. That lemon citrus smell. I love the smell of lemon. I love like lemon products. It smells clean. And like the zest from a lemon is just so like fresh to me. Like that citrusy smell. So I'll go lemon.
I only have 13 picks on my list left. There's more than 13.
I had less.
Shook. All right, Catman, what you got? Coming back from honeysuckle, fresh baked chocolate chip cookies.
It's kind of already been mentioned earlier, and everyone's going to have to try to maybe describe it better for me. I'm going with like Christmas stuff.
Christmas tree. And like pine.
Like cinnamon, apple cinnamon spell. Like pine, holly. I need to be pine, more holly. Better.
I would go you know pine, like, if that's what you pine, want.
All right, holly. Yeah, I'm being really bad.
The balsam fir smell?
Yeah, I would go.
Sort of. Like when you open your Christmas stuff, like your boxes that have been in storage, and it just has a smell, right? I don't know if I'm having a hard time describing that, but
yeah, it's like a Douglas fir pine smell.
Yeah, I think that's what you want. I don't know if your boxes have that smell, but I think that's the Christmas smell.
You meant your Christmas decorations.
That's what I would say, Douglas fir pine.
Yeah, that's man, I'm f***ing up right now.
Wow, it was my next pick.
It's definitely on my list too. I'm just gonna put Christmas tree / pine.
Okay,
because that'll evoke Christmas smell. Yeah,
I think that's the best way to describe it because that's that smell.
That's right. I thought that was gonna come back to me, Rob. That was that or lemon. I didn't know what to do.
Because there's a Yankee Candle that's a sparkling cinnamon candle. And it's like a Christmas flavor. You can only get it like around Thanksgiving, Christmas. It's red. And I used to buy it all the time for like Christmas stuff in it. But I know you kind of touched on cinnamon earlier with the pumpkin stuff. So I didn't know if we could come back
around. No, it's different.
Either way, yeah, that works.
Omar, next pick.
I'm going to go with when you go to the movies.
Don't do it, Bo. I'm going to kill you.
The smell of buttered popcorn.
Ah,
awesome. And I'm going to go that with my third pick. And I know Sean likes that. He loves some popcorn.
That's a huge pick. I don't even like popcorn, but I like that smell.
Can I say movie popcorn? Or
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. It is better than like movie popcorn.
Movie theater popcorn.
Yeah, because if you get that one burnt kernel, you're done.
I'll tell you what, though, man. Jiffy Pop movie popcorn, like in the tinfoil thing over a campfire. There's something about being side and doing that on a campfire and just hogging the whole thing to yourself and like telling your kids the bricks.
The brickishaw.
Nice. Good pick. All right. Back to Shine.
All right. So
don't do it.
I feel like I'm just getting fatter with every pick.
Tubby.
Don't do it, Shine.
Don't worry. You're hitting all your body.
This one hits kind of a little close to, I'm not gonna say it. I can't say home. But when I go to Hershey, there's a very distinct smell of chocolate that fills the air. And I know our boy Ethan has been spending a lot of time going to Hershey Park this summer. And we have a couple listeners up in that area. But I didn't smell it. It's kind of similar to here. I don't feel like I smell the ocean as much or whatever. It's like every day. I don't think I smelled it when I lived up there as a kid. But when I go back up there, I definitely smell it as soon as you get close to Hershey Park or whatever. So chocolate is my third pick.
That's a big one.
Okay. Yeah, melted chocolate is delicious. Now, I had two picks. It was between baked brownies or this other one. So are brownies like off the table because that's like cooked chocolate, or is that just a bad pick because it's right after chocolate was picked? Are they different, you think?
It's enough? Available. You
can I think they're different enough. Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to do that then. All right. So Catman started talking about Christmas time, and that is a delicious, that is a pleasant smell. But that late November Thursday, when you wake up and that bird has been cooking, slow cooking all day, you get all those smells. I'm taking the Iron Man pick with this one. Thanksgiving is all I'm picking because you know what that means. You're getting cranberry sauce, which I don't even eat, but it smells good. Stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the gravy, that big ass turkey. I'm drafting Thanksgiving as a smell. The goods.
Shout out Dilt's Lions Day.
True. I just, I don't need to specify just turkey because it's good, but Thanksgiving is one distinct smell altogether. It's kind of like the mom's house pick. Solid pick, but we don't know what that is, but it's all a bunch of smells. I mean, you're not drafting boiling sweet tea, that's for sure. Yeah. So,
but Thanksgiving dinner?
Thanksgiving dinner. Yeah.
You don't know what it is, man. But you know what it is. You know, I guarantee I know what J-Cat's mom's house smells like right now.
All right, JK, you got back-to-back picks, and we ain't picking for a while. Make it count.
I distinctly remember this on snow days when I was a kid, because breakfast in my growing up was always like a catch and run on the weekdays. You know what I mean?
Pop tarts.
Yeah, pop tarts. Maybe a Star Crunch and an All Sport. I think I've said this before. When it was a snow day, and I could smell these things in the oven from my room. When my mom would cook cinnamon rolls.
Boy, cinnamon on my list.
Cinnamon rolls, it's such a distinct smell, you know what I mean? And you're just, I'm sitting there, you know, in my bed and it's cinnamon rolls. And I'm like, is she icing them? Is she putting the icing on? The
icing's so good. Yeah, so good.
You want to time it just so, like, the cinnamon roll is still nice and warm. And
so it melts.
The icing is melted, but you're not going to burn your face off. And it was always the game.
It's the secret of the use.
Yeah. Am I wait long enough to enjoy this at such a rapid pace that I can grab another one? Or do I go in too quickly, burn my tongue, and ruin the whole situation? But yeah.
I got a question for you. So inevitably, like the outer ones are always like cooked a little more, like kind of like crispy or burnt. You're like, they're not as good. When you're distributing the
icing.
I was going to say sauce. You're distributing the icing. Do you like focus more on that center one that everybody wants and put more icing there and kind of like whatever's left you know, the middle ones and then whatever's left on those hard ones? Or do you just evenly distribute it to make the hard ones better with more icing?
You are an amateur. You have to start with the center. Then all the icing from the other ones slowly seeps towards the center. And if you're the man of the house, gets the center roll. Every time. That is the rule of my house. Daddy gets the center cinnamon roll.
But what do you say? You said start with the center and it all seeps to the center.
Then you put them on all the others and it kind of all melts and it eventually will congregate in the center.
Spores.
But I'm J-Cat. Why did I picture you laying in bed and like a stream, like a little like line coming, like pulling your sheet back and then going into your nose and you like sleeping, like waking up, like drifting through the air.
Why do you think I got toucan sand behind me right now? I follow my, I'm waking up in like Nike shorts, no shirt, and I'm just floating down there and I'm getting like icing all over my chest. Like it's crazy. All right. So coming back from cinnamon rolls, when I was younger, and I think a lot of us here, when we were younger, we were all kind of sneakerheads. The smell of a brand new shoe. Like before I ever tried on a shoe, I would always smell that shoe.
Oh yeah.
And it like a brand new fresh pair of Nikes was like the ultimate smell. And living next to the Nike outlet, man, it was always, you know, when can I get my next fix? You know what I mean? So I love new shoe smell. To me, it's almost as good as new car smell.
On the list, for sure.
That's like a way that like sneaker resellers and stuff like determine bootlegs and stuff nowadays. Yep. I've seen like smell videos that they're like, they smell it and they're like, no, that glue's not right.
Yeah.
Nah. All right. Well, I'm up next. I have a monster in the fifth round. No one's going to take. So I'm going to save that one.
Hope it's not my monster.
I'm going to go with a pick that I never had one of these. Always kind of wanted one in my house. Bomar, you pick barbecue, that charcoal grill smell, but I always love the smell of a wood stove. When it's like someone in the neighborhood has one and it's got that, like, just, I don't even know what, it's not charcoal. It's not, I mean, it's wood, but not fire pit, you know, not electric gas stove. It's that wood stove with those pellets. It just smells like winter, like,
killing me.
It's gotta be like a cool, like 50 degree evening and the sun is setting.
Yeah.
And then you smell it. You're like, ooh, someone's got their wood stove on. Cool.
It's the wood, man. It's the wood stove.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, but it's a smell. It's distinct.
Yeah.
I just say wood stove and you can smell that smell. Should be putting it on after Thanksgiving dinner. Got all the smells. Having a nice pumpkin pie.
My wood stove.
Having a nice pumpkin pie.
You smell that smell.
Smelling some baby head. I got one night. I got all my smells.
Gosh, man. I'm down to four picks, boys.
So Shine.
All right. Every one of us probably has our favorite one of these. They never get old. Well, they do. You throw them away eventually. But my fourth pick, I'm going with the famous Mr. Sketch scented markers.
Oh, dude. The aqua blue one was the absolute best.
See, blueberry. We all have our favorite one.
Lemons.
Have our favorite one. You pop open the box and then you open each one, smell it as long as you could, and then close the cap, put it back in the box.
The styrofoam carrier. And you forget like slide out.
You're even supposed to color with them. And you're like, oh, these are markers. Nope, I'm just smelling them all day long.
So is that one smell or is that?
That's what I was wondering.
We're going to give them that. I don't care. I'm cool with that.
I think you can have them all.
Yeah, that's fine.
Scented markers.
Be honest. How many
Mr. Sketch scented markers.
What'd you say, Jake?
Be honest. How many of you guys tasted the markers to see if they tasted like they smell?
Awesome. No, I never did that. But every one of us has had the dot on our nose from getting the smell too close. I have them in my classroom now. I still smell them. The kids are like, oh, let me smell it. The orange is solid too.
Nope.
Black tangerine. All right, Bomar. Yep. Right. Four picks left.
So after it storms, it's been a hot day. Rains real hard. That fresh rain smell coming off the blacktop.
Damn it, Bo.
Yeah, it's on my list.
I'm weird. I'm the opposite. I think it smells like, you know.
Humidity.
Yeah.
Smells like stickiness.
I'm just hot here. Just again, thanks for raining for nothing.
Oh, yeah. But like if it cools it down and like the humidity kind of like goes away. We all know what he's talking about. Like after thunderstorm, summer rain smell.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I'm on the opposite. It's like a weird thing that I don't like. So, but I get it.
JK hates weather, better than, like all weather.
Is there anything better than just chilling during a rainstorm? Just like watching movies, like TVs. It's like so like calming.
Napping during a rainstorm is my.
I'm not a big nap fan. Yeah, I get it. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not a big napper. I feel like I could be doing something.
I'm always up early with the kids. Like they come down butt crack of dawn, and I handle them. So if I can sneak off into the living room and catch me an hour nap, I'm going to. I can nap on site. You can ask my wife. She's so mad at me because I can sleep anywhere.
Narcolepsy. You get checked, son.
Low grade.
All right, Catman. And then Birdo, last two picks for you coming up.
It's been mentioned multiple times. I can't believe it's still there. I'm going orange, citrus.
I love it too. Love it.
All right. I mean, Birdo.
I'm reluctantly picking this, but it is the smell that is apparently the most universally loved smell. I do love it, of course. It does smell just like sweet and makes your mouth water. I'm going with the opposite of Shine, vanilla.
Vanilla.
I wanted that too. Just
yeah, it was on my list, like right next to orange.
That
but
warm vanilla candle smell. It's
yeah.
Nah, I'm gonna go for that L. Boy, I'm still reeling from that six-play pet peeve finish. All right, my last pick. This is a smell just for me. And if Shine can say Mr. Sketch and Eric can say Thanksgiving, I'm combining two things. It's the same smell. I love the smell of a burnt match.
Yeah.
Which is also the same smell of as fireworks. So I want like matches slash fireworks. It's that sulfur dioxide, that smell.
Gunpowder. Even when you shoot a gun, like yeah, shotgun.
Well, I wanted to say matches slash
sparklers. All right, that's fine.
Yeah, I had lit match, but I took wood stove instead. It was.
Yeah, I wanted to have a fireplace with mine, but you took it.
Kevin, I would like to say, because we didn't really comment on orange that much, but like. Orange is the one thing, like when you peel an orange and you have one for lunch, like you smell on your fingers like all day. You can't get it out of like that smell. Yeah. So it is a good smell. It's not a bad smell to like be stuck on you, you know?
Johnny Chan?
Stuck on you.
Orange marmalade. Awesome.
He used to have an orange at the poker table because that's when they used to be able to smoke in casinos. And he would just poke his finger in it and take a whiff of it like every once in a while to get the smell.
All right, Catman, last pick in the smells draft.
I kind of can't believe this is still here. Fresh cut grass.
Oh my goodness, Bob.
How did it last to the fifth round?
Especially when we have
it's a good smell. Like it, yeah, I mean, it's you associate it with summertime, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't have a lot left here. I mean, I got some honorable mentions that I can talk about, but if I'm going fifth round, like, and it's there, that's kind of a big one. I feel like that would be the first one on what we should have drafted. Like, if we didn't pick it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure, but like, yeah, I mean, I had to take it. Sorry, Bo.
When Bo smells it, though, he's like, is that grass or money?
That's
like,
work.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't.
That's manual labor.
What's green in my smell in here?
It smelled better when I didn't cut grass. But yeah, that was my next pick. You picked all five picks you picked, I had on my list.
Me too.
I mean, that means you got fifth and he got six. He saved you from six lanes. No. Good pick. Solid teams right now. Our draft boards are decimated. My draft board's decimated. Bomar,
so next pick. I have three picks left, and they're all pretty good, I think. But I'm going to go outside the box here a little bit. I'm going to go with when you walk in to get a fresh cut, which I need, barbershop. The smell of a barbershop smells good. I don't know if it's like the shaving cream or – the shampoo, like just, I don't know what it is, but it's just clean. It smells good. I like the smell.
Midway Barbershop. Shout out. Old school.
Yeah.
Ray, my man Ray, all day.
Dude. The place that was a little further down by Dragon's Lair. Well, I can't remember. What was that one? Because he had like Redskins stuff all over the wall and like Bill's stuff.
Wouldn't go then.
No, but I can't remember. Man, what was his name?
I'm talking about
the way, but right.
The warm shaving cream.
Yeah. You put on your neck, and then he'd like line you up.
I never went to that. I'm super cut all day. I want to great clips now. So
no, this is, I'm talking like mid 90s. That was before super cuts. And yeah.
I know.
Any of that stuff.
I had a neighbor.
Holiday hair. Yeah. In the Rehoboth Mall.
All right, good pick, Bo. Never thought about that. Shine. Last pick.
I'm back and forth. I've been sitting here staring at two different smells.
I hope it's not food.
They're both food. It's me. Of course it's food.
He's got three of his four picks are food right now.
I went Mr. Sketch sent me so at least I didn't sweep it with food. Oh, man.
Well, like J-Cat said, you probably took a bite out of one.
Probably took it.
Ghost poops. All right.
I gotta be true to myself here. Ghost poops. I'm telling you what. Keep on making fun of ghost poops, but that was probably the pick that was not respected enough. But this one will be, and my fifth and final pick. I already picked its best friend, so I might as well pick peanut butter. I love the smell of peanut butter.
I don't know why I didn't think about that, but
yeah,
it's a good pick.
I think it's always like good with like. I guess you think of the taste.
No one else like takes a whiff of the peanut butter when they're like. Making, I don't know, peanut butter and jelly or whatever. You don't like smell the peanut butter? I love the smell of peanut butter.
He's got bacon though. That's the thing. No one looks at the full team. They look at the one pick, and it's killer.
If there's a listener over 200 pounds, I got him.
I might create a fake person just to vote for you for Bacon.
Wow.
Nice. Thanks, Jake Hat.
Bacon and chocolate and peanut butter?
Have you ever had chocolate-covered bacon?
Yeah.
It's pretty good. Unreal. It's
salty sweet.
I would say bacon is good in anything.
It's simple.
All right. Well, my last pick, I only have four left on my list, and really one was like, meh. This pick invokes, as soon as you smell it, your mouth waters. Steamed. I love the taste of it too. So when you think of the smell, you're going to instantly taste it. That's but Old Bay, the smell of Old Bay is absolutely tremendous. I love it. Because you picture eating the crabs, steamed shrimp. I love it. Old Bay, fifth round pick, monster. All the Old Bay merchandise right now. I don't get it. I don't know who wants to wear Old Bay pajama pants and whatnot, but it's all over in gift shops and stores. And
if you said that to me,
scratch and sniff. Yeah.
You said that to me last week when I was in Delaware, and like, I didn't see it anywhere. And I was like, what are you talking about? And then I went to Giant and I had to use the bathroom, and like, they had a rack of it. They had a section, like it was, they had a whole rack of it. The Rehoboth Beach Giant, like, tucked in the corner back by the restrooms. I was like, that's the Old Bay stuff that Eric was talking about. Why is it all the way back here? Like, it just seemed like a very odd place to have it.
I played baseball with the guy.
Souvenir shops.
His man cave is nothing but Phillies gear and Old Bay memorabilia.
Seems like a pretty good guy.
Daddy Bo. Let me have Oriole stuff. Have you got so much old? But actually, it's J.O. Spice over that way, though. If you're an old schooler from Baltimore,
that's too salty. Granules of salt.
Yeah, it's like you could actually put it on your driveway if you don't want to season your crabs with it.
Rad. All right, J-Cat, follow that. All right. With the last pick in the smells draft.
All right, so everybody here basically has like, these are wonderful smells. They're pretty good for you. They're not harmful. But one of my favorite smells in the history of this world is when I pull into the Royal Farms or the Wawa and I start pumping that petroleum, that purified, wonderful, the gasoline smell. I remember as a kid, I would always want to stand by my mom as she's pumping gas just so I could smell gasoline. There is something about gasoline that is intoxicating. I love it. Gasoline is such a wonderful smell. It's unleaded now, so it's better for you, but it smells the same way as we did when
better we for you.
So much is explained all of a sudden.
Hey man, I never huff gas to get high, but you know.
No, but I totally understand. Me and Eric talked about this earlier. I said something to my wife about it last night because we were talking about smells, and I was like, gasoline, and she like looked at me like she was like, what? Like gave me like, she's like, no, if you pick that, you're getting last. And I was like, I don't know.
No,
like,
you know?
And then me and Eric were talking about it, and Eric sure enough was like, that's probably like a late round JCAT pick.
Mm-hmm.
Called it.
Right, next time you go to the gas station and it's not even moderately hot out, it could be in the middle of the winter. Note how many people have their window down as they're sitting in their car, so that they can smell the gas and not be out in the elements. Like, I'm telling psychos. You.
That man, gasolina.
I like the gas smell.
Daddy Yankee.
J-Cat.
What?
No, I agree with you.
Kerosene heater.
Kerosene? Now, see, kerosene.
Kerosene's different. It's got like
mess you up.
What? That's like jet fuel. No.
Gasoline's softer.
You're right. It's sweeter. It's just a lower grade.
All right, J-Cat, we're going to hit you back with some honorable mentions real quick. I only have three, so it shouldn't take – I don't think many of us have that many. So,
all right, this is a very weird one. Did you guys ever, like, stick your head in the freezer and just smell the air in the freezer, like freezer air? Freezer air is great. It's amazing. It's like this pure, cold form of, like, air. I'm sure it was terrible for you, but I loved freezer air as a kid. My mom used
to – Did you do this after you just smelled gasoline?
No, I did it because I couldn't get to the gas station, all right?
All right.
I love the smell of cilantro. Cilantro is very divisive between people. The devil's lettuce. I like the way that smells. It's a slang term for marijuana.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, man. It's
like burnt leaves.
And another bad thing for you. Sorry, Shine. Rubber cement. You remember rubber cement from like middle school?
You like that smell?
Dude, like that.
I like that smell.
And then my fat boy pick, fajitas. I love the way fajitas smell. You're bringing them out on that sizzling tray. You know exactly what's coming out. J-Cat,
you should come and visit me, buddy.
We can, we can.
It's 24/7 fajitas over here at Victoria's Landing.
Yeah, baby.
Honorable mentions, like peppermint, like mint eucalyptus smell. I love minty smells. And no one else would have this, but you know me, I'm like the biggest anti-cigarette smoker ever. Like I cannot stand it. Like that's probably my worst smell is cigarette smoke. But something about a fresh pack of cigarettes smell, if you open it, it smells like raisins.
Yeah.
And it has this like weird smell. I always, like teens that used to smoke at like the pool we used to hang out, I used to be like, oh, let me smell that real quick. Like I would smell like the fresh box. I just never had no desire to smoke them, but the smell of a fresh cigarette pack. But that's all I got. Shine.
Oh. You're warped.
Oh, man.
I'm warped. Did you hear J-Cat's list?
Oh, so earlier I said how pizza wasn't nearly unanimous pick in my house. The other one, for whatever reason, Gabriel said colored ice pops. Do they even have a smell?
No.
Yeah, they do.
No,
they don't.
You've got
it's probably the freezer smell. It's
freezer air.
Just sugar flavored water, but it's got a smell like that plastic.
And
because if you open up, bro, could you do this free freeze pops? Pop smell test?
No,
you had them cut open, you wouldn't smell the difference.
No way. And always orange and purple left at the end anyway.
None of us said like bouquets of flowers. Like flowers can smell good. None of us
picked
wine. We all smell wine before we drink it. Like cigars,
your booze cigar now. Smoke. Yeah, I like cigar smell too.
And beer.
Yeah.
Kind of in the same realm as the wine there. Those are my extras.
All right. Omar, I will mention.
New leather. Anything new leather. Leather boots, leather seats, new book smell.
Yes.
We kind of mentioned this, but this is kind of similar to like some of the top picks, I guess. Baking a cake.
Yeah.
That's good. No one mentioned this, and I'm surprised that the Croce boys didn't mention this at all, but pools, like chlorine, like a pool. I think it smells good.
Yeah, that bleachy chlorine smell.
Yeah.
Not good. I
don't
like that.
No? That's all I have.
All right. Catman, you got any left?
I had apple cinnamon. It's different than pumpkin cinnamon.
Like apple pie.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Apple pie, apple cinnamon, fresh snow.
Yeah,
like right after it snows and it's like stops and you go outside, it just smells super clean and like the air is cold. It just smells clean. I don't know how to explain it, but you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Yeah, freshly baked bread. Bo kind of hit on it. I had mango, just as a random honorable mention.
He is mango,
and I know we're all shore kids. We all grew up like around the beach, so I feel like we're. You know, memories, boardwalk, ocean, all that stuff. I had salt water just because, like, the smell of it. I know I'm in the Coast Guard, but whatever. But, like, if you go, like, 10 miles out and just the water, salt water, the ocean, it just has, like, a really clean smell to it. It's hard to explain, but
those are my honorable mentions. Beach pick kind of, like, had that in it. Like,
yeah, it kind of hit it all. But, like, yeah. I mean, there's not Gus and Gus in Washington. Yeah, you get it. Whatever.
Birdo?
All right, a lot of you guys picked things on my honorable mention list. I have two left. Dreft, which is like laundry detergent for like baby clothes, which kind of goes with yours, bro.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a clean baby. But the pick that I almost picked, and you all know what it is, the smell of puppies. Like,
mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes. Puppy smell. It's like awkwardly enchanting. Like, it's a borderline terrible, but also great at the same time.
Yeah. It smells like tongue. But
yeah,
like
yeah.
Hair
puppy and breath. Like, and
yeah. All right. Well, that was the honorable mentions. Before we get to our game and finish it up, we're going to do our worst smells. Just pick one thing.
I don't know if we all have the same or what, but Birdo, we'll start with you. What's like the worst smell?
I'm not going to just pick like some disgusting. I'm going to pick things that I don't like. Brussels sprouts. I don't like the smell of crowns. Like that waxy smell. Kind of no, like wait,
you get one.
That's a good smell.
Don't be making a run on all the worst smells.
But my worst smell, a smell that is like popular that I hate, is black cherry. It's like urinal cakes.
No, it does. Urinal cakes are bad.
Name 35 things.
Keep it to one, guys. All right. No, really?
Like, it's did tight. Anyone else just see him like gearing up? He was like gearing up to like ramble.
Bobby, I can't say anything. I always have multiple.
Yeah, I hear you. It's hard. It's just when we're picking at the end, it's like, oh, we want to get something in.
I have number one, though.
Catman, what you got?
A dead body. Hands down. And I wait, know have like, you smelled no one that? Else here. Yeah.
Is this Stand By Me? Are we going to see Ray Brown?
No, I mean,
you want to see a dead body?
In the Coast Guard, we've had to pull them out of the water.
Bloated corpses?
It's awful.
See, it's funny. I was thinking like dead body probably reek. I was like, but nobody smelled that. And that's hilarious that you said that. That's hilarious. Yeah.
I mean, wow. It's just like if someone's been sitting in the salt water for brining for a while.
You just tried to pick salt water. Now you don't want a corpse soaked in it?
No, I'm saying you're twisting my picks now. But it's terrible. It's just something that like it's a smell you'll never forget. It's just kind of like bleh.
Solid, yeah, man.
So
far. Omar?
After you eat this, it's awful when you pee. There it is.
Asparagus
pee.
Asparagus pee, yeah.
And it just smells like asparagus. Like,
yeah, it's awful. It smells so bad, dude. And it's instant. You eat one bite, it's instant.
Yeah, I do actually. Is it though? I actually have never tested that. What's the time frame?
A single spear, 13 seconds later, it's going to smell.
Yeah.
At least 12 hours right away. Because the next
really? What if you started to pee, took a bite of one, swallowed it real quick, like halfway through this?
Time to science this.
That's a good idea. Let's try it. Someone try it.
All right. Good one. Shine?
I'm going body odor.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I mean,
B.O.
Is it worse? Is there anything worse when you walk by someone and you're like, what the? Dude, come on.
Yeah, go to Comic-Con.
Like, isn't it just onions, though? Isn't it just like onion? And I did sweat, too, but.
No.
Cheese.
The depth of it can go so bad. We had to stand in line for Roman Rapids in Busch Gardens like probably 14 years ago. And we were behind these people from Europe. And
this is so specific. It's making me laugh.
Yeah. But the line for the Roman Rapids was 45 minutes long. And we're standing behind these two people wearing tank tops and no deodorant. It's 96 degrees. It's like August. That BO smelled
you call
pretty much. Call him the Grim Reaper,
but it's all the same too. Like BO is BO. Like no one has their own distinct BO. It's just no.
There's people that have distinct smells.
Is it
100%? Yes.
It all kills my nose hairs the same.
I've had to counsel grown people
about their hygiene
in the Coast Guard about their hygiene, and it's super uncomfortable. And well, no one ever complained to me before. Kevin,
if you were blindfolded and two different people had their pits like in your face, you could tell which one was which.
No, I don't know about their pits, but I could smell people's gear. 100%.
Wow.
And like tell if who was which.
Nice.
We'll never be able to do that. I don't want to name names, guys. Still no
olfactory nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for sure. Like, hey man, come on, we gotta talk about something. What? People have sense. I mean, they're all in the same factory, like family, but it's man.
Fair enough.
All right. That's pretty
Louisiana funny. Is a great state. That's all I'll say.
I thought everyone would take this one first. Like everyone was gonna take it, but poop, like crap, like whether it's dog or human or baby, it doesn't matter. It's crap,
like crap.
It smells. Think about like fresh stepped in poop. Like that's when the smell, like the
odors are released, it's awful. Like it makes you gag, which I was going to pick vomit too. If somebody already picked poop, like the smell of vomit is awful too. So
shower farts. Why? Like what?
All right, settle down. So, but yeah, I talked about cigarette smoke earlier. I hate that. And then rotten eggs. Obviously, it kind of goes with poop, but just sulfur, like rotten egg smell. It's awful.
Eric, J-Cat, one pick.
All right. So
I know. Well, J-Cat's last, so it doesn't really matter.
I'm going to. All right. So I'm going to narrow it down a little bit. Coming in, the chicken / blood combination that they spray on fields here in Sussex County.
That's good. That's
blood bad. Spray. What is this, Blade 2?
It's terrible.
Terrible.
All right. Baby vomit. Baby vomit is like right after you feed them and you think you've burped them enough. And then, you know, you set them back down and all of a sudden it's like, bleh, and it smells of like, whatever. Dewey restaurant dumpsters in August.
any August dumpster, probably.
Yeah. Any restaurant dumpster in August. But the absolute worst thing I've ever smelled in my life is Tommy Sheehan's feet.
I knew it was coming.
That's good.
That man had the worst feet. First of all, they were dainty little, like the way he had feet, basically. They're these huge hairy things, but they were so soft and tender. And they just, it's one of the worst smells I've ever had in my life.
I can't wait for my mom to listen to this because she's going to bust out laughing when she
hears that. Bro, what was that? Right, I remember he like stunk up. Did he smell the house up with the feet smell, or was it his shoes that like
something
left
him? Like, it's under debate, but basically his feet smelled so bad that our entire house smelled, and she took him outside, my mother, in the cold of winter, and sprayed him off of the hose, and it did nothing.
Yeah, he's wearing his shoes with no socks.
It's awful. Shoes and no socks is awful. Pet peeve.
Also wore Pepsi socks one time.
Oh, gee. And a Chen Logan shirt.
I think we did a tremendous job with the smells draft. But before we wrap up, we got our new game. It's called 50-50. In this game, I'm going to give you all a question. Everybody answers the same question. You get two choices. One new rule, though, if only one person gets the correct answer, you get a bonus point. So if you're the one that picks it and it's correct, you get a bonus point. This game will continue all season. We'll announce the winner at the beginning of next season. We did a trial run back in last episode. Catman, you were 5 for 5. So I don't know if you found your calling. Those points don't count. Catman was 5 for 5. Bomar, you were 3 for 5. Shine and J-Cap got 2. And Birdo, you only were 1 for 5. This season, here we go. All have to do with smells. Number one, starting with bro. According to wideopencountry.com, which holiday scent was higher rated in the best 30 Yankee candle scents? According to that article, was it autumn wreath or Christmas cookie?
Christmas cookie.
Bomar?
Christmas cookie.
Catman?
Autumn wreath.
Shine?
You know me, I'm going with the cookie.
J-Cat?
Christmas cookie all day, every day.
The correct answer, the number one. Number two was Christmas cookie, and number one was autumn wreath. So Catman with the bonus point already.
Right. Has anybody ever smelled both of those side by side? It's not even close.
Christmas cookie, it's too much.
It is overwhelming. It's powerful.
Ella, sugar cookie. All right, number two.
A sugar cookie, Mom.
I was looking up some bad smells, and one planet in particular smells like rotten eggs. Is it Uranus or Neptune? Or Neptune? Starting with Bomar, which planet smells like rotten eggs? Uranus or Neptune?
Go with Uranus.
Catman.
Uranus.
Shine.
Neptune.
J-Cat.
Uranus.
And Birdo.
Neptune.
Come on, Birdo.
Correct answer was Uranus. Uranus smells like rotten eggs.
More sulfur. Neptune's too cold.
Yep.
All right, number three.
Who's smelling Uranus?
Well, they obviously know there's like so
sulfur content.
It was so mad. Like they set like a nose on like a robot, like a sniffing.
Smelling Uranus. I don't know.
Rob was smelling Coast Guard anuses because he had to yell at people for stinking. All right, number three. What is the scientific unit to measure smell? Technically, it measures the strength of a pollution source, but when you're measuring, like, what is the unit of smell? Is it an osmo or an olf? O-L-F. Starting with Catman.
It's got osmo. There's no way it's olf.
Shine?
Olf.
J-Cat?
Olf.
Bro.
Well, since Rob is 7 for 7 and I'm 1 for 7, I'm going with Osmo just to tag along with him.
Bomar?
Osmo.
The correct answer is, well, Osmo is a prefix meaning odor or smell. Olf comes from the Latin word olfactus, meaning smelled. The correct answer is olf.
Wow.
Olf. An olf.
36 olfs. Get out of here.
The way he said it with such like vigor.
Olfactory, man. Come on, guy.
True. Olfactory. Yep. Number two. Or sorry. 60%. Number four. Last two. Last two. I love both of these. Sticking with the bad smells. According to kickassfacts.com, which is the higher ranked for smellier cheeses? All right. Now there was a top 10 list. This is number two and number three on the list. I'm actually going to give you a brief description of each of these just in case you don't ever heard of them. The first one is Munster cheese. This is a French cheese often called monster cheese due to its unbearable odor. It comes from the French region of Alsace, where it's produced from raw cow's milk and left to mature in damp cellars. Its rind is washed regularly with salt water. That is your first choice, or is the smellier cheese Camembert, which is rich in chemicals like ammonia, sodium chloride, and succinic acid. Camembert de Normandie smells like the secret project of a chemical company. Made from unpasteurized cow's milk and left to mature for 3 weeks, Camembert is a soft, runny cheese normally eaten with a spoon. So starting with Shine, is it Munster or Camembert?
I'm going with Munster. That stuff's disgusting.
JK.
Munster.
Bro.
Well, no, I don't want to smell one. I certainly don't want to eat either one of those. I'm going Munster.
Omar.
I'll go with Camembert, whatever that's called.
Catman.
Oh, I was hoping we'd all go Munster, so it just will like wash it if we were wrong. Mm-hmm. Or Munster.
Correct answer, Munster was 3, Camembert was 2, so Omar with the double point. The double points.
I've had Munster as well, but it's that bad.
It's called Munster cheese for its unbearable odor. It's left in damp cellars.
Runny, a runny cheese. That's disgusting.
True, yeah, true. That's awful.
Hey, so.
Number five, according to DrOzShow.com, which is the smelliest body area? The groin or the armpits? Groin or armpits? They were both in the top five. The other ones were feet, mouth, and the scalp. Those are the top five. But which was higher ranked? Which was number one? The groin or armpits? J-Cat?
The groin. Proximity to the anus.
Oh, that's so funny, bro.
Armpits. The pits.
Bomar.
Man, I'm going to tell you a story here.
As he lifts his leg where we like basically saw down his shorts.
At my old job, I went to the bathroom. I'm on the seat. We had three stalls next to each other. A guy pulls his pants down. Now, it's probably not his groin, but instantly you can smell him. So I'm going to go groin. Like, if you're not cleaning yourself, that has to be the worst smell.
But what's the worst though? Like, if you let both of them go for like a week,
groin. like Jake said, it's next to your anus.
Yeah, but we don't have groin deodorant. Like, you don't
That's
have, like...
That's what my point was going to be, Rob. I was thinking that.
We're doing a scientific experiment.
Baby powder?
Like...
Gold bond
spray powder? What you picking?
Is it me?
Yeah. I'm crying. I, like, a tear came out of my eye.
I'm going Pitt.
It's Shine. Last
pick. That's not what that gear was from, son. It's from that brewery.
Poor story.
I'm going armpit because we make deodorant for that area.
Wow. All right. The correct answer was indeed. Proximity to the anus leads to the groin, smelling body part. So Bomar and J-Cat with the point. Birdo, you were 0 for somehow. 50-50, son.
It's a casino poison. I can play it wrong. I'll get it wrong every time.
Wow, man.
Dude, if you guys would have all smelled that, because this guy, everybody at work knew him. All the guys, anyways, knew that smell. It was awful.
All the guys.
Oh. Wow.
That's a true story.
50-50. Tough game. Closing thoughts on the beginning of season 4, the smells draft. How you think you're shaping up? Catman, what do you think?
Wish we had a nice, like, scratch and sniff Facebook feature for this, for all of our picks. It would have been awesome. I don't know. Yeah. Once again, I feel like we go into some of these drafts, like, it's not going to be like, we're going to talk about smells, but and it ends up, we're cracking up for like 2 hours straight. So, I don't know. Hopefully not last.
Starting the season off right, Kevin. I think you're a solid draft. Shine, what do you think?
I think I got this one on wraps. I'm just hoping that most of our listeners are obese like me. We'll be starting off this season wonderfully.
Bomar, what do you think? Season 4.
This was my favorite draft so far, I think. I actually think my team's pretty good. I have a very diverse, not all food, not all one thing. So I really like it. I think I'm going to do pretty good.
Mm-hmm. J-Cat?
I really like my team. I'm basing my draft strategy pretty much of how I kind of went for the second half of the draft last year, whereas I stopped worrying about things so much and I just kind of went with what I felt and what I liked, you know? So to me, I had to go my mom's house. Number one, I probably could have got it way later in the draft, but if there's something, you know, for me, for my number one, it's my mom's house, man. So that's how I went. So
rest in peace, my mom, or
rest in peace, my mom.
Okay. I didn't know if we could go like all meet and like have a quick whiff or something. I was just making sure. I was kind of reiterating what Bo was saying, I think my team is diverse. I got Old Bay and pumpkin spice, so kind of the only foods, but wood stove, Thanksgiving dinner. Well, Thanksgiving dinner, I guess, is food, but new baby smell, newborn smell. It's a monster. Starting off the season right.
Gosh, it is a monster.
Birdo, what you got?
Like the variety of my team, but I'll leave you with Romans 15:13.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft. None of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening.
He had a fart. I'm not lying to you guys. He was doing doing protein shakes.
Oh, protein farts are terrible.
Listen, 150 feet away, it was bad. You could smell it. 150 feet away. Awful.
Wait, you measured them? You measured the distance between your nose and his anus?
The disdain in Bo's face when he said it.
Awful.
Okay. Awful.